Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a ton going on, lots to get to. I appreciate you making the time today. Hopefully you had a good long weekend. If you had to work this weekend, hopefully you got holiday pay, got some time and a half. And I certainly hope that you guys, or double pay, hopefully you guys and gals had a chance to talk to the kids about what Memorial Day is and why we commemorate it every year. It's the Joe Pags Show coming your way on a Tuesday.
All aboard!
Let's go.
Hi.
Carrie, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. How are you?
Making it happen. I appreciate that. Pull along for the ride. Sam, get it done. La da 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 dee 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 dee. Oh doo doo. Crazy train on a Tuesday, and certainly things appear to be crazy. We'll get into Leah Thomas in a little while, because Leah Thomas, Carrie, was this person interviewed by ABC? Who interviewed Leah Thomas?
ABC.
Okay, so ABC interviews Leah Thomas, who used to be William Thomas, who now swims against the women in college, and I guess Leah Thomas wants to swim against Olympians now that are women. Again, this is an XY person. This is a man. And in the interview, I guess Leah Thomas says, oh no, I did it because it was right for me to transition. It had nothing to do with athletics. Now I say it's Crazy Train Tuesday because after that happened, there was a big report by the New York Times that interviewed doctors saying that Leah Thomas does in fact have an unfair advantage. So we'll get into all that. On one hand, the mainstream media wants us to believe that this is just somebody who transitioned and happens to swim. And on the other hand, you've got doctors who are now saying Leah Thomas has an advantage. Carrie, a little insight for you. We didn't talk about this, but I didn't need the doctors to tell me so.
Really? Yeah, sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I kind of knew.
I don't think you're the only one.
You know, just putting it out there. Oh, by the way, the TikToks has taken down one of my videos today. The video was literally, my editor Courtney sent me a link. I'm just going to read the link as it was sent to me today. The link is NC lawmaker, that's North Carolina to you and me, says pregnant man flashcards are not age-appropriate material for preschoolers. Okay, easy to follow, right, Carrie? You know what they're saying, right?
Yes, yeah.
So on the TikTok, you know what I did?
What?
I said, NC lawmaker says pregnant man flashcards, not age-appropriate material for preschoolers. And then I went, come on. That's it. That's all I did.
And they flagged it. Or put
I literally it showed the web page. It's a Fox News website. And I showed the headline. And they not only flagged it, they took it down. They said it violates community guidelines. You know what guideline I broke this time?
What?
Hate speech.
Now, I'm not following, but
I would argue that Twitter and other Instagram, other sites have even stronger terms of service than TikTok does. Because you can go on TikTok at any moment and see a woman twerking wearing basically a string, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there aren't many community guidelines there. But on Twitter and Instagram, it still exists. My video is still there. No problems. Not flagged. Not taken down from community guidelines. But on TikTok, it does. Now, it got me thinking. I know.
What?
That can be a painful thing for me, right? Oh. Am I right?
Yes.
Am I right then?
Yes, you are right.
So it got me thinking, maybe, just maybe, this website, this app that was created by the Chinese Communist Party is looking to harm America. So they can't allow me to say a headline that would suggest that pregnant men being taught to preschoolers would be bad, but they can show women being just as dysfunctional as possible, dancing around and twerking and you know, simulating sex all day. So that's okay because it somehow adds to the decadence of our society. I mean, maybe that's not too much of a reach. The Chinese Communist Party doesn't like capitalism, doesn't like freedom and liberty. So they have to portray America as something different than it is. And you can't say that there can't be a pregnant man because that shows that we have values and we understand biology. I mean, does that make any sense or am I just reaching here?
No, it makes sense.
I'm just putting it out there. So if you were to post something about Leah Thomas and two doctors now telling the New York Times, of course, Leah Thomas has an advantage against biological women. We just say women. We don't say biological. That probably would not be allowed to be posted on TikTok because that's showing that we do have a clue and we do have a value system that we do understand how things work. So just thought I'd push that out there. Carrie's got all sorts of stuff coming up on Leah Thomas and everything. And we'll talk about that in a little while. I have to start with Uvalde because this is still a very, very big deal. The latest I saw, and you can verify this, Carrie, from your sources, the latest I saw is the AP is now reporting that the teacher did not prop the door open. Did you see this?
Okay, because
that just hit.
Okay, because this was, I got an update 20 minutes ago saying there was a teacher who had propped the door open with a rock. When she found out there was a shooter in the area, she removed the rock, closed the door, but the door did not close and lock all the way. That's what I heard.
We're saying the same thing.
Okay.
But what was said last week, and you were out a couple of days, I know, graduation, blah, blah, look at my son. Great pictures, by the way.
Wow, I know, right? He's
very proud of him. Very proud of that kid. And let me say this, because you know that I think that you're a good-looking human, but the poor kid looks just like you.
I'm sorry, why poor kid?
I'm saying, because he's a boy. And I'm like, I see Carrie Lockie's face on the guy. Thank God he can squat 8,000 pounds. I think that's good.
He's incredibly handsome. Are you kidding me? That face.
Well, I'm just saying, but how do I come to terms with that, thinking that you're a pretty woman? And he's not a pretty guy. He's handsome.
He's very handsome.
I'm like, but I see your mother in your face. Just stop it. Can he grow a mustache or something for me?
There is a lot of Carrie in there, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Am I asking a lot that the kid grow like a beard? Give me some peach fuzz or something.
Okay, well, let's hold off on that a little bit.
That was all complimentary, by the way. I've worked with you for a long time. I've known this kid since he was, what, three?
Probably. You know what I mean? I know.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Just knock it off, Luke. Anyway.
Jake.
So in watching... He's a great kid. So in reading up on this right before, we're not saying anything different. Okay. What was said last week was that the door was propped open. That's how he got in. That's not true. The door was propped open. It was then closed, but it didn't lock.
Correct. Yes.
That's what we're now told.
Right.
Now what does bother me, I'm not a conspiracy guy. Bad guy did a bad thing last week. He killed a bunch of innocent people. It should never have happened. Let's try to figure out how to stop it from happening. But how does this ne'er-do-well piece of crap evil on earth know to go check that door? I don't know why he goes, because that's in the back of the school. That's where the teachers park and then walk into the school. I don't know why he's thinking to himself, well, let me go check this door. Now, I'm gathering that you do have the two-door system in the front of Robb Elementary in Uvalde. I've seen pictures. It appears as though you've got to walk in, give your ID, get buzzed in to go make entry into the school. So that would make sense. But if that door is unlocked in the back, or if it doesn't lock all the way, doesn't latch all the way, whatever, you can get entry. I just don't know why he goes there. I don't see any video evidence of him trying the front door. Now, if you're a bad guy, maybe you don't try the front door knowing you can't get in. Maybe you just start trying other doors. Now, there are other reports that before he even made entry, he was shooting the walls of the building on the outside. He also took shots at the funeral home, which is very close. So I'm trying to make it make sense in my head, but that's the very latest that we got. Now, Joe Biden goes there to Uvalde. Do we know what day it was? Was it Saturday?
It was on Sunday, I believe.
Okay, so he goes on Sunday. Now, here's the, and I have verified this through my sources that I trust in the Border Patrol, who used to work in the Border Patrol, who is still in contact with the Border Patrol, with people that I know are on the Border Patrol that have contacted people on the border. I know that what I'm about to say is factual according to very good sources that I have. When Joe Biden went there, first responders from Uvalde and from the Sheriff's Department and from the Border Patrol were invited. And then 80 were disinvited. They were told, don't come here. Now, those who were still allowed to go there, they were told, if you're a Border Patrol and you want to shake the president's hand, you cannot have your firearm on you. Now, I have verified this starting last night. Phone calls, emails, texts. I verified this. Either I've got five people who are in the know that are all lying to me, or Joe Biden told the Border Patrol agents they could not have their firearm when they said hello to him. Now, maybe I'm missing something here. Joe Biden is the boss of the Border Patrol. He's the boss of the DHS. DHS, Border Patrol, ICE, they all fall underneath that in that department. He is surrounded by good guys with guns who are also federal agents. They happen to be Secret Service. He's telling federal law enforcement agents that if you want to say hello to me and shake my hand, you can't have your gun. Now, I am not at all making an assumption. I know what Donald Trump would say if I asked him this question. Would you make them disarm? The answer is absolutely not. He went to the border several times. He visited there. He had Border Patrol to the White House. They all had their guns. Now, am I to understand that Joe Biden is afraid of the Border Patrol? I'm completely confused by why he would ever tell somebody who is a sworn federal agent who works for him, DHS is in the DOJ, in the Department of Justice, that's the executive branch. They work for him. Why he would ever tell them, A, you can't come, he disinvited at like 80 plus, and those who can come, if you want to meet Joe Biden and shake his hand, the president that you work for, you can't have your sidearm. Now, I can't think of a reason why that would be, because all of his Secret Service that were there had their firearms, so it wasn't about don't have a firearm anywhere near this sacred land now where Robb Elementary School is. This was about telling the Border Patrol, I don't trust you. It couldn't have been anything else. I can't imagine any other reason why a Border Patrol agent that you trust to protect the sovereignty of the nation and the people in the nation could not be near you with a firearm. If you don't trust them, why do they work for us? If you don't trust them, why do they work for you? It was a startling revelation. I could not believe what I heard. And then that's why I made more phone calls. That's why I checked it out even further. In fact, Grant Stinchfield over on Newsmax TV interviewed a guy who used to be the head of the ICE union or something, who also verified it. They were told not to bring the firearm. So what most of them did was they turned around and went home. They didn't go to show a show of force or a show of support for Joe Biden. They didn't go there and shake his hand and take a dumb picture. Most of them went home, which they should have. If Biden doesn't trust them to be anywhere near him with a firearm, what are we looking at here? A monarch? A wannabe king? He's afraid of an overthrow by the Border Patrol? What is he talking about? This guy already doesn't support the Border Patrol and what they do. They put their lives on the line every day, but they can't be near him with their gun that's issued by the government? Dude, there is something very wrong going on here. Very wrong. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Your thoughts on what I just said? I mean, Carrie, had you heard that?
That is the first time I have heard that.
This should be widely reported, and your news sources aren't going to say it. Yeah. Because the people that are complaining about this are the ones who are on the front line of the border. A, they don't want to be named. They don't want to be in trouble for reporting this. But B, they're embarrassed that he would fear them. It's so ridiculous. You might not have heard that anywhere else. I'm here to tell you, I verified it 3 or 4 or 5 times over. And either everybody's lying to me, and they're not, or this really happened. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
All right, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a lot going on. There's a lot to get to, and we got a lot of phone calls that need to be heard as well. I just don't understand. I guess over the weekend, Biden also said that a 9mm bullet can rip your lung out of your body or something. I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know why the guy keeps talking about stuff. It doesn't make sense. I'll have the press secretary on this Jean-Pierre person. I'll have her responding to a question about hardening schools and what should be done now. And, of course, you can probably guess what she had to say. It wasn't very intelligent, but we'll have that for you as well. But if you're just joining us, again, I've got it on really good authority that Biden told the Border Patrol agents, if you want to take a picture with me, you have to leave your firearm behind. Do not come to shake hands with Joe Biden if you've got your firearm. Now, they're both under the executive branch. I said Department of Justice earlier, might have been messy. Department of Homeland Security, they both fall under the executive branch. In other words, They all work for him. Whether you're DOJ, DHS, whatever, you work for the executive. You work for the president, is the boss of the executive branch. And he was afraid to greet his employees if they had their sidearm. It doesn't make any sense. Let me tell you about Greta Van Susteren coming back. Have you heard about this? Really big news. She's back. She's joining Newsmax as the host of a new show called The Record with Greta Van Susteren. Starting June 14th, Greta reports on the big stories from Washington, giving you the facts you need to know. Greta is smart, asks the tough questions, and is always fair. Greta is journalism the way it ought to be. I made the switch to Newsmax a long time ago, like millions of others. Make the switch and watch Greta Van Susteren coming up June 14th. Get info about her new show. Just text the word Greta, G-R-E-T-A, to 39747. That's Greta to 39747, or go to GretaIsBack.com. GretaIsBack.com. Make the switch today to Newsmax. It's America's fastest growing cable news channel. It's awesome. I downloaded the app a long time ago. If you didn't, you should go and get it. Right now, it's free in the App Store or on Google Play. No paywall. You just get to watch great television. So make that switch. Get the latest on Greta's new show. Text Greta to 39747. That's Greta to 39747. Newsmax is real news for real people. I watch it all the time. You should as well. We go to the phone lines. I appreciate you. AJ.
Big time Motown, Joe Pax on a Taco Tuesday, baby.
Talk to me, man.
Hey, hope you had a great Memorial
you
Day,
too.
Big Daddy. But, hey, down to the idiots. Joe Biden, they told him go screw himself. If we can't come in there with our guns, go screw yourself.
Right.
And then you got these flashcard things. You know, come on, people. Is this country that lost their mind? Then you got parents got a transy dancing in the school with kids and the parents there, too. I mean, Motown, what in the world is going on? Man, these people that lost their minds, man. And then that swimmer, they know he ain't got no business swimming with the girls.
Right.
Everybody should know that. This is unbelievable what we watch in Motown. And then you got Biden and them people acting like they don't know what they do with the economy. Really? You started it. You done it.
Yep.
And take the props of it. But they won't do it, Motown. They want to keep blaming everybody. But, man, this is going crazy. You can't get no parts. You can't get no trucks. You can't get nothing. Can't get no steel. Man, is they deliberately doing this, Motown?
You can't get baby formula. You can't get food on the shelf. AJ, it's like they're doing it all on purpose, all at the same time, just to see if they can break us. And they're not going to break us. They're just going to make us angry. And it doesn't make any sense. What you said, you've got people who are drag queens teaching little boys how to become drag queens in elementary school, flashcards showing pregnant men. You've got men swimming against the women. I mean, it's bizarro world. And now you've got Biden won't allow his own agents anywhere near him with a gun? What?
Well, maybe they should take all the guns from the Secret Service then.
I don't think they're going to do that, but I agree with you. But they're not going to do that, of course, because he's the king.
Exactly. And then, hey, real quick, Motown, people, let's get off the subject of them trying to take our guns, because everybody know when people have guns, the criminals ain't going to come in nowhere where they know that the guns are.
Right.
That's the bottom line, Motown. Everybody, get ready, because we got a fight on our hands. It's coming to a theater near us.
AJ, you're the man. Love you, too.
Shake him and bake him.
We'll talk to you in a bit. All right, AJ, we love you. That's AJ from Houston. Go follow him on Twitter. He'll be back on Twitter, he says, when Elon Musk takes over. I think that'll be great when he does that. It's going to be Veronica in Connecticut. Less than a minute, Veronica, but it's all yours.
Hi. I'm a paraeducator.
Yes.
And I wonder why there isn't an alarm on the back door when it is not completely closed. In other words, you could swipe in when you come in the morning, that frees up the alarm, but why there isn't an alarm on that engages when the door is not locked.
You and I could not agree more. That would have saved how many lives? I mean, that would have made sure the door was locked. You're right.
Also, why when there was that young man went off in an accident and he shot at those two older gentleman, I understand.
Yes.
When he lost control of the car and came out of the car and shot at those two gentlemen, that was in a 5 or 2 mile radius. Why the 911 caller did not immediately put those school in a lockdown?
It's a great question. I have to run. I'll give you my answer when we get back. More of your phone calls as well. 888-941-PAGS, JoePags.com. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
We'll be right back.
right, glad to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a lot going on, lots to get to. It's the Joe Pags Show for your Tuesday. We are talking about President Joe Biden going to Uvalde, the site of where 21 innocent people died at the hands of a nut job, a guy who should have been in a mental institution, a guy who should have been monitored and tracked and known because of what he'd been saying. His activity as a juvenile was a problem. Hearing reports that he was maiming animals when he was a juvenile. So one of the problems that I have with the way that our justice system works is that you can do anything you want. Basically, I mean, kind of, unless you're tried as an adult, as a juvenile, before you're 18, and it just goes away once you turn 18. I don't get that. If this guy was a threat to the community, to his family, and had a history of being a nut job, we should have known about that. The entire community should have known about that. It's not okay that we didn't know about it. So the White House Press Secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, today comes out and is asked about what to do. What do you do? Can you harden the schools? I've been saying all week in the past 3, 4, 5 days, I've been saying consistently, you need good guys with guns. When AOC complains about too many guns and we should have gun control, she's protected by good guys with guns. Some, I don't know, representative out of Connecticut or something. We absolutely have to have gun control. Okay, he's protected when he goes to work by good guys with guns. Adam Kinzinger, the idiot who pretends he's a Republican, he's not. He again, complaining that we have too many guns, we have to make guns harder to come by. He's protected, as he says that, by good guys with guns. Jim Acosta asking somebody from the NRA, why does an 18-year-old need to have an AK or an AR-15? And Jim Acosta, as he says that, is protected in New York at CNN by good guys with guns, or might have been in Atlanta, protected by good guys with guns. When Joe Biden says something stupid like you only need a shotgun, he is protected by people, by 7, 8, 9, 10 people who all have semi-automatic pistols on them to kill somebody who would want to harm the president. He's protected by good guys with guns. So as you hear, and those of you who are watching, you can go to joepags.com, click on Watch Now. As you hear and or see what Karine Jean-Pierre has to say, keep in mind she's protected, as she says this, by good guys with guns.
And so the problem is with guns and not having legislation to really deal with an issue that is a pandemic here in this country. And so that is not his focus, obviously. And when it comes to schools, and I don't know what he said specifically about schools. I know there's been a conversation about hardening schools. That is not something that he believes in. He believes that we should be able to give teachers the resources to be able to do the job that they're meant to do at schools. And this is something that he's been focusing on since he was a vice president. So those are two things that he does not agree on.
I mean, he doesn't agree with hardening schools. He wants to give teachers the resources to educate, but he's not for hardening schools. Again, he lives in a place in the White House that's hardened. You've got good guys with guns. She, as she says this, crap, she can't even get a sentence out. As she says this, she's protected right there by good guys with guns. How do I know? I was there. I went to the White House. There were several layers of people I had to go through before I could get into the green room. We saw the press room where they are right now. It's a smaller room than you think. And there's a guard with a gun right there. My daughter Sam was there. Sam, when we were at the White House, could we even go to the bathroom without a guard following us?
No, we had to be accompanied the entire time.
I wanted a damn cookie. I had to have a guard. Can I have a glass of water? Yeah, we'll send somebody with you. And they meant it. These people are all protected 24/7. As she's saying this ridiculousness about he doesn't want schools hardened, he just wants them to have the resources to teach. Well, if they can't feel safe, and if a bad guy with a gun shows up, they're not going to be able to teach. Maybe have good guys with guns there. It is the height of hypocrisy. As all of these people say, get rid of guns. Guns are the problem. Guns. They're all protected by guns.
But look, he thinks there's a way to potentially have potentially come for senators to come together and Congress to come together. They should. They need to act.
I don't know what the hell she's talking about. Other than you've got senators coming together, Congress coming together to ban guns or something. Carrie, can you find out for me what John Cornyn said about this? Senator John Cornyn. I'm getting people emailing me left and right that I have to like John Cornyn up. We like John Cornyn. He's our senior senator here in Texas. Can you find out what he's saying? Is he open to limiting guns or something? Appreciate you looking into that. Let me grab a phone call in the meantime, because I don't know what John Cornyn's saying. But if he's saying ban guns, I've got a problem with that, and John knows that. And I'll bring him on the show, and I'll tell him I have a problem with that. Tell me how that's going to work. As again, John Cornyn, great guy, like him. I've interviewed him a million times. I actually hosted him in San Antonio at some Chamber of Commerce thing. I want to know what he's saying, because I didn't hear what he said. But if he's like, yeah, let's change the gun laws, I want to know what part of the Second Amendment he's missing. It really, I mean, shall not be infringed isn't, they're not words that were put in there lightly by the founders. They're put in there for a reason. Let me go back to the phone lines. I appreciate you taking the time. Going to be Bobby in Arkansas. Bobby, what's going on? Hi.
Joe, as I sat here thinking about this situation, I'm wondering if he isn't using the gun excuse as a way to thin out the hostile actors on the Border Patrol. I'm sure there's a lot of hostility at the patrol towards the president, and I'm wondering if by eliminating those who don't want to carry their guns, if maybe that's a way to make sure that there's no confrontation between him and the Border Patrol, as verbally, I mean.
Well, I mean, they can still verbally confront him whether they have a gun or not.
Well, what I'm saying is if you're hostile towards the president, you're not going to not go. You're going to carry your gun or you're not going to go. So this gets rid of the people who he doesn't want around him anyhow.
Well, Bobby, I think I understand what you're saying. I could not disagree more. There's nobody on the Border Patrol that I know of that wants to harm the president. This isn't weeding out anybody who's hostile towards him. If somebody wanted to go there and shake his hand, they're going there to shake his hand. And having their gun with them doesn't change that they're going there to shake his hand. So I disagree with your premise. I understand where you're coming from, but you and I will not agree on that one. Let me go back at it. Open line now, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Paul, line 2, Texas. Paul, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe, the resident of the White House who can't even give us a speech from the Oval Office, he has to do it from a fake set,
right,
says that getting shot with a 22 will stop at your lungs. Getting shot with a 22 would be the worst possible bullet to get shot with because it's going to ricochet throughout your body, come in your arm, go out your leg, and tear up everything in between. I would rather get shot with something that's going to go straight through and the doctor can save me, not something that's going to ricochet and tear me all to hell. You know, and you said he's protected by people with semi-automatic weapons. Not just semi-automatic weapons, Joe. He's protected by snipers that have bullets that are moving at 2,800 plus feet per second.
Right.
This guy's a moron. He said, you know, he's going to come take my AR-14s, show up at my door. I will give you all my AR-14s, but nothing else. The guy is such a moron.
I'm guessing
Hold on.
I don't know what the hell an AR-14 is. AR-15 is what you're talking about, right?
Neither do I. That's why you can have all of them.
Right, AR-15. Did he say AR-14?
Yeah, he had said that back in the day, that he was coming for our AR-14.
Come on, man. All right, go ahead. What else?
He did. Do you have a station in Knoxville, Joe? Because I moved there Monday, and I want to make sure I can stay up to date with my man, Joe Pags.
Are you listening online right now? How are you listening right now?
I listen to you on KOA.
Cool. Okay. Well, not on KOA right now. I'm on KHOW in Denver.
KHOW. Right. KHOW.
Yeah. No, Paul, if you can, listen to the show, and I'll try to figure out if we have a station in Knoxville. I'm not sure if we do. Carrie, can I tell you something? I had no idea we were on in Santa Maria, California. I had no idea. We've been on there since like last year. By the way, welcome. Because I started getting emails from Santa Maria. I'm like, what's going on? So I looked it up, and we're on KUHL. We love being on there.
Absolutely.
Love being on there. I was not aware. So, not sure if we're on in Knoxville, but we will find out. Do you know what Cornyn is saying about guns?
Well, I'm going to take a guess. This is what he said because he was also in San Antonio yesterday, but this is from CNN. A bipartisan group of senators hoping to find common ground on gun policy plans to continue talks this week in the wake of the tragic elementary school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. The Senate is not in session this week during the Memorial Day recess period, but lawmakers plan to meet remotely. Republican Senator John Cornyn told reporters in his home state of Texas on Monday that the group of senators will be meeting on Tuesday over Zoom to try to see if we can agree on a basic framework about how we go forward. The Texas Republicans been tapped by Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell to engage in bipartisan talks on gun reform. Cornyn said Monday many issues on gun reform should be discussed at the state level, but that he does believe there are some things we need to do and I think we can do at the national level. I mentioned access to mental health treatment and diagnosis is absolutely critical, Cornyn said, adding COVID-19 had isolated many young people during an important period of social development. He also said background checks have to be a national conversation as well. Cornyn noted other possible limitations under federal law of what sort of firearms you can buy and own. and maintain if you have a criminal or mental health record, and said we'll be looking at all of that.
All right. So, I mean, he doesn't say anything incendiary. I'm all for more mental health, you know, facilities and getting these people away from innocent people so they can't harm themselves or the innocent people they're near. I'm not sure what he said there other than we should talk about possible this and possible that. Here's what I want to do. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I found another article in case that wasn't what people are talking about. This is from Ken's Five, because I guess he was in San Antonio to celebrate high school graduates being accepted in military academies. During a news conference before the ceremony, Cornyn said there are multiple points of failure that led to the mass shooting that killed 21 people. Cornyn says he wants to build off what he called successful legislation after reforming the background check system in wake of the Sutherland Springs shooting. I'm certainly willing to look at any ideas anybody may have, but in this instance, it wasn't the background check that failed. It was the failure of the authorities to have all the information that I think might have shed more light.
Okay. So again, there he's not saying we're taking your guns away. I understand why people would knee-jerk and argue with anybody who even makes a mumble about changing gun laws. Let's see what he's going to do. If he proposes some change to the Second Amendment, we're going to have a conversation about it, that's for sure. Don't make any assumptions. Don't knee-jerk react. Everybody calm the hell down. We see what just happened in Canada. We don't want that to happen here. And if you don't know what just happened in Canada, I will play you a piece of audio and video from Justin Trudeau, who's an idiot. I'll play you some of that, and just the people are clapping around him when he talks about basically just nobody can have guns anymore. So we're going to get into that as well. John Cornyn, as far as I know, didn't say that. And if he's talking about listening, if he's talking about possibly, you know, shoring up our mental health facilities, I'm all for that, aren't you? I don't want this guy, you know, to be a mile away from an elementary school who's nuts, who's going to show up and kill 21 people, do you? I don't. But I didn't hear him say, let's take away guns. Now, he does say something about restricting certain kinds of guns, according to the story Carrie just had, restricting certain kinds of guns for those who have a criminal record or mental health issues. I don't know that I'm against that either. So we'll find out what he actually said. Let's not jump to conclusions. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Glad to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by the Joe Pags Show for your Tuesday. Breaking down some information, Joe Biden and his administration absolutely clueless about how to keep kids safe, or he doesn't care. Because when you're talking about the gun, you're talking about something that's inanimate. When you're talking about hardening schools and having a good guy there who can react to somebody doing something bad, you're talking about real action that could save lives. Now, I saw some idiots last week over on social media talking about how, well, since they added more police officers in school in Florida since Parkland, it's been horrible. More arrests, more students being put in handcuffs. It's just been ridiculous. What I didn't notice them say is more dead children in school, because there aren't. There are fewer, if any, in Florida since Parkland, because they added good guys with guns who are going to proactively stop people from committing crimes. And yeah, if you commit a crime in school, you punch somebody in the face, that's assault and battery. You stab somebody, that's assault with a deadly weapon. If you kick somebody in the face, I mean, you're talking about people, if you steal something, it's a law breach. There's a law enforcement officer there, you're going to be put in handcuffs. You're going to be arrested. Now, things may not have changed all the way. As I talked to Andy Pollack, my good friend, whose daughter Meadow was murdered at in Parkland, Florida, he says, and this is the way it was then. I hope they've changed it in 4 years. They might not have. But he says that you can commit up to 4 violations of the rules in school, and that is expunged and goes away with every semester to make it look like you've got less crime happening in school. That's not okay. That's actually stupid. We shouldn't be doing that. So, yes, more presence of good guys with guns, just like we have with the government officials on any level. And I love the idea that one of you called in with last week about why not just make school buildings and the police department the same building. Because I don't see a whole lot of police departments attacked with bad guys with guns. I don't see a whole lot of courthouses attacked with bad guys with guns. It happens every once in a while. Then they're killed immediately. That's it. Boom, you're dead. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. We'll tell you about Super Beats. As we age, you know, we just don't have the kind of energy we did when we were younger. It turns out energy is directly related to your blood flow and your circulation. Your blood pressure is a big deal, too. Super Beats heart chews were made with grapeseed extract and non-GMO beets, and they give you that ability to help to support good blood pressure, good blood flow, good circulation, better energy throughout the entire day. We're not talking about an energy drink or some sugary drink or a caffeine-riddled drink. Five or six more cups of coffee in the afternoon isn't what you should have to go to. Super Beats Heart Chews, add these to your morning routine and feel the difference. You're going to feel them pretty directly. Okay, Super Beats Heart Chews, again, help support a healthy lifestyle. This non-GMO beets and the grapeseed extract, clinically studied the grapeseed extract is, and shown to support a healthy lifestyle. Get these right now. Save a bunch of money, up to 45% off, plus free shipping at joelovesbeets.com. JoeLovesBeats.com. It's your best offer available anywhere. JoeLovesBeats.com. Up to 45% off right now at JoeLovesBeats.com. Let me go back to the phone lines. I appreciate you taking the time. It's going to be line four. Matt is in Indiana. Hi, Matt.
Hey, good afternoon, Joe.
Hey.
I love your show.
Thanks
for taking my call.
You bet.
And you had mentioned that President Biden was perhaps afraid of the Border Patrol. And you've also said that he probably doesn't make his own decisions. So I'm guessing the handlers of Joe have decided that it was probably a good optic to just meet with Border Patrol agents with no guns. So it's more of a politically correct move rather than Joe being afraid of them.
Well, let me ask you this. Wouldn't it be odd to see a law enforcement officer with a holster with no gun in it? I think that that's a worse optic, that the good guys aren't armed. Well, we know that the Secret Service is armed, although they're behind their jackets. I understand that. But, I mean, that optic doesn't make me feel more comfortable. Does it make you?
It doesn't bother me that they have their guns.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out, I mean, do you really think Joe's afraid of them?
I think somebody in that camp was afraid that somebody in the Border Patrol would do something wrong, and I think that's a problem. Now, Paulo brought this up during the break as well. He said the same thing. Maybe it's about optics. It's not a bad angle. I get that. But for me, when I see a Border Patrol agent who should have a gun, and he or she doesn't have a gun, I want to know why they've been disarmed. And I'm glad that a lot of them reacted by turning around and going back home. I'm not going to go. Why would I go if he's going to disarm me? Because whether it was for optics, whether it was to make people feel more comfortable, or whether he was afraid of them, the whole idea to tell them, these people that we pay with our money to protect our border, and they have guns as part of their job, tell them, don't bring it. That, I mean, to me, it sounds, let's say it was for the optics. The way it sounds is twice as stupid than what the optics would have been. But what do I know? 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. A lot of people wanted to get through this hour. A lot of you weren't able to. Go to the website, joepags.com. Scroll down to the bottom. Click on contact. That'll send an email right to me during the show. Keep it here. Coming back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.